It's time right now here on Prophecy Today for us to take a look at the book. Today, along with our conversations that we had with our broadcast partners on geopolitical issues, we talked with four men in Jerusalem about the 45th anniversary of the reunification of the city of Jerusalem, which took place June 7, 1967, at the end of the Six-Day War. The celebration of the reunification of Jerusalem is in May instead of June, like June the 7th, because of the Jewish calendar. I'll get back to talking about the past, present, and future of Jerusalem in just a moment, but I want to remind you I also talked with Bob McGinnis and Rob Congdon. These are broadcast partners that cover geopolitical activities and events happening in our world, as well as the European Union. Bob was in Washington, D.C., and Colonel McGinnis gave us insight into the G8 meeting that is taking place at Camp David, the presidential retreat ground there in Maryland. And then they're all going to move. These world leaders will be going into Chicago for the NATO summit. Very interesting developments unfolding over this weekend. Bob gave us insight into what's happening and why, indeed, it is happening. Dr. Rob Congdon discussed with us the ever-expanding economic crisis in Europe and how these financial problems in Europe are setting the stage, actually, for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. Please go to our website to listen or re-listen to these conversations or to send this information to a friend so they can come to our website and listen to these very important conversations with our broadcast partners, men around the world helping us to better understand what's going on in this world, as indeed, I've said it many, many times, we are seeing the stage being set for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. Where you can listen to this would be at prophecytoday.com. That's our website, PTRN, Prophecy Today Radio Network. That's radio when it's convenient for you, when you can listen to it. Not when we put it up on the air, but when it's available, you can go there and listen. That's prophecytoday.com, PTRN, Prophecy Today Radio Network. Now let's take a look and focus in on Jerusalem. Jesus Christ, in his Olivet Discourse, now that's recorded in Matthew 24, Mark 13, and Luke 21. He made a statement, not in Matthew or Mark, but in Luke chapter 21 and verse 24, that Jerusalem would be trodden down of the Gentiles until the times of the Gentiles be fulfilled. Very significant statement in light of what we see happening right now, and especially the celebration of the reunification of the city of Jerusalem 4,500 years ago. Let's go back to the passages found that will help us look at the past, the present, and the future. The history of Jerusalem actually starts out in 2 Samuel chapter 5. Now, the word Jerusalem is used 764 times in the Scriptures, 623 times in the Old Testament, 141 times in the New Testament, first used in Joshua chapter 10, and that's Joshua with the children of Israel capturing the promised land. A city-state was called Jerusalem, and the king came out with his forces to try to shut down the Israelites from taking the land God promised them. It's also mentioned, last time it's mentioned, in fact, in the Bible, in Revelation chapter 21, that's referring to the New Jerusalem. But I'm focused on the earthly city of Jerusalem now. And as I said, 2 Samuel chapter 5 gives us the record of King David capturing this Jebusite stronghold, the city of Jerusalem, and actually making it the political capital of the Jewish people. That was 3,000 years ago when he did that. Then in 2 Samuel chapter 6, David goes out to a place called Kiriat Yarim for about 120 years. The Ark of the Covenant had rested there. He wanted to make Jerusalem the spiritual capital of the Jewish people as well. So he brought the Ark of the Covenant into Jerusalem, put it in a tabernacle, and waiting for the fact that indeed he wanted to build a permanent worship center, a temple on the Temple Mount in Jerusalem, and then put the Ark of the Covenant in the Holy of Holies. Because of sin, he was not allowed to do that. But when you keep reading through 2 Samuel, you come to chapter 7, and David was given a promise by God. It's called the Davidic Covenant. Now, David would not be allowed to build that temple because of sin, as I said, but his son Solomon would build that temple. And that would be the first installment of this promise that God made to King David, the Davidic covenant. This Davidic covenant said that Jerusalem would be the city that the Jewish people would be able to go into, take up residency there, and live there forever, and their enemies would not be able to harm them. There's going to be a temple there in that city of Jerusalem. It's going to be built by Jesus Christ, and then, as the covenant says, a descendant of King David, and that would, of course, be Jesus Christ, would rule and reign from that temple. That's the past. Now, what about the promise? Well, the temple on the Temple Mount in Jerusalem during the kingdom is what we're talking about. The kingdom follows the return of Jesus Christ. Remember how it all unfolds, the rapture of the church, the seven-year tribulation. Jesus Christ comes back to the earth, and then he sets up his kingdom. Actually, God the Father, Daniel chapter 7, verses 13 and 14, gives Jesus the Son that temple, that dominion, forever. Jesus is going to be in Jerusalem because God the Father said, Psalm 132, verses 13 and 14, I will dwell among my people forever in the city of Jerusalem. Jesus is going to come back, that's Zechariah chapter 1 and verse 16, to Jerusalem to build his temple. That's Zechariah chapter 6 and verse 12, and then Zechariah chapter 6, verse 13, says that Jesus Christ will rule and reign from that temple, not only in the thousand-year period of time, but in the future as well. But before all of that unfolds, Jerusalem will be the center of controversy. Zechariah chapter 12 and verse 2 says, Jerusalem will be like a cup of trembling. Now that's apocalyptic literature, and what it's talking about is Jerusalem is going to be intoxicating for those who take control of it. Today, as we have heard, the Islamic Trust actually has the custodial responsibilities of the Temple Mount. So they have become intoxicated with power. But Jesus Christ will return to Jerusalem. Zechariah 14, verse 4, he comes back to the Mount of Olives. He is going to rebuild that Temple Mount. He's going to build the temple on that Temple Mount. It'll bring an end to the controversy, the beginning of the kingdom. I want you to know, my dear friend, we're living in Zechariah chapter 12 and verse 2. Jerusalem is the center of controversy. Remember, Jesus said in Luke 21, 24, Jerusalem shall be trodden down of the Gentiles until the times of the Gentiles be fulfilled. And that will be fulfilled when Jesus Christ comes back to the earth. But again, remember how the scenario unfolds. The next event to happen is the rapture of the church. And having said everything else on this broadcast, there's nothing left for me to say, except let's keep looking up until.